Glad to have you along, tuning in to this information. This is Dale Klein, owner, Profitable Speech, a Sound Investment. My business is how you communicate. You've tuned into Steer Clear of Five Presentation Faux Pas. As a business communication coach and professional speaker, it's no surprise that presentations are an integral aspect of my life. In fact, I've had to deliver numerous presentations, meaning I've had ample time to study what works and what doesn't. I've also made my share of mistakes, all of which I hope not to repeat. But the best part about mistakes is that we can learn from them and then pass those lessons on, which is exactly what I plan to do in this podcast. Between you and me, there are significantly more than five faux pas to avoid, but this is a good place to start, so let's begin. Faux pas number one, fearful? Who, me? I read a networking post where the author was attempting to be helpful to the beginner public speaker. She encouraged speakers to start by introducing themselves and adding in this phrase. Frankly, this is my first time speaking in public, and I'm scared stiff. I responded to this post and offered my professional opinion, which I'll now share. Do not heed that advice. The two most important aspects of any presentation are the opening and the closing. If your opening is the announcement of your anxiety or being fearful, you're doomed. Apparently, some inexperienced speakers do this in hopes of gaining support from their listeners. This doesn't work, and more importantly, your audience is not there to hold your hand. Instead, think about engaging your audience with an interesting fact, compelling story, powerful statistic, or probing question. An open-ended question also works well. Each of these is considered a hook that will hold your listeners' attention for the right reasons. You'll come across as captivating, and that's your goal. Faux pas number two, reading test. There's a strong possibility you've been in the audience or at a workshop, seminar maybe, where the speaker literally reads to you. Whether it's the speaker's notes or PowerPoint slides, it's all the same. And it's a major faux pas, right? Nothing turns off an audience faster than feeling they're being read to. Yet this is unfortunately an extremely common behavior. Typically, an inexperienced speaker falls into this pattern because of nerves and not having an awareness of how important it is to relate to those who've come to hear what the speaker has to say. Best advice to avoid this faux pas is to use bulleted speaking points or key phrases rather than a fully scripted speech. This forces you to be extremely familiar with the content and convey it in a conversational manner. Consider this. If we're going to read to people, we might as well just mail them the information. No need for the audience to hear you. Faux pas number three. Frozen in space. Once again, stage fright jitters may be the culprit. Many of us have probably watched a speaker who looks glued to one spot on the floor. That spot is usually behind a lectern where the speaker positions him or herself and then appears to be frozen and absolutely doesn't move. Several issues can result, one being the feeling of nervousness, which, by the way, increases. Another possibility is that the speaker is using a lectern-based microphone and moving away would impact being heard. Solution's easy. Use a lavalier or clip-on microphone so that you have freedom to move anywhere you wish. But keep in mind, this does not mean freedom to pace. That's a pretty distracting habit. Instead, you'll want to practice poised and graceful movement that positions you towards the left side of the audience, the right side, and center stage. This strategy helps you in two ways. First, You can make better connection with your audience since you're looking at them. And second, more movement helps to reduce anxiety. This is often referred to as staging and is particularly effective with chronological material. Please understand that it requires practice, but it's well worth the effort. Faux pas number 4, covering A to Z. Perhaps this has happened to you or to someone you know. Let's say you're asked to speak to a group about a particular subject and you feel compelled to tell everything you know on the topic. This is referred to as a data dump. Sound familiar? Again, this is often the result of being inexperienced and insecure. The thinking is, well, more is better, but that's simply not true. Another way this manifests itself is by creating significantly more slides than is needed on your topic. My experience has been seeing a speaker go through his or her slides at breakneck speed as they come to realize that he or she has far more content than the allotted time. My suggestion is, first, be certain you find out exactly how much time you're being given to speak. Second, you must narrow down your topic to your main points, which are generally no more than 3. Finally, practice out loud and time yourself to see if you're running over or under. Then make any necessary adjustments. Remember, less is more. You don't need to overload your audience with information. And generally, people have short attention spans and only remember a portion of what you tell them. Bear that in mind as you're developing your next presentation. And finally, faux pas number 5, curing insomnia. My clients have often said that they're concerned about having to speak on a very dry subject. My response is, there's no such thing as a dry subject, just a dry speaker. We all know that no one sets out intentionally to be boring, but it is possible. How does this happen, you wonder? A speaker is perceived as boring if he or she uses limited intonation and lacks any vocal variation when speaking. Additionally, the mistake I referred to previously of reading is a definite way to cure the insomniacs in your audience. So what's the answer? The solution is to practice using your voice more effectively with changes in pitch, rate, and volume. Strive to be unpredictable. Also, if you avoid being frozen in space, you'll be moving in the right direction. Lastly, remember that most audiences want to be entertained in addition to being educated on your subject. This doesn't mean you have to become a comedian or learn how to break dance, for example. However, it does mean that you'll want to do your best to present your material creatively. Another idea is to develop interactive tasks that get people doing something versus passively sitting and listening. And that creates activated versus passive listeners. As you prepare your next presentation, keep these 5 faux pas top of mind and remember, steer clear. Until next month, I wish all of you profitable speech.